The purpose of this podcast is to educate and inform. It is no substitute for professional care by your doctor or your qualified healthcare professional. Never disregard or delay professional medical advice because of something you've heard on this podcast or in any linked material. Guests who speak on this podcast express their own opinions, experience, and conclusions. Dr. Shirley neither endorses nor opposes any particular opinion discussed on this podcast. The views expressed on this podcast have no relation to those of any academic, hospital, practice, institution, or other entity with which Dr. Shirley may be affiliated.
Welcome to Forever Fab, the podcast on fashion, the art of living, and all things beauty. This podcast is curated by Dr. Shirley Madeer, MD, as the definitive source of holistic wellness through beauty.
Hey everyone, it's Dr. Shirley. Welcome to 15 Minutes of Fab, a segment of the Forever Fab podcast where I review products, services, experiences, and frankly, whatever, in 15 minutes or less. If the full-length podcast is a couture dress, for example, then 15 Minutes of Fab is like a button-down French cuff white shirt paired with leather leggings. If you don't have time to tune into the full-length podcast, then check out 15 Minutes of Fab, just a small dose. Some have considered it truth and beauty or plastic surgery secrets or as a nerdy or academic take on wellness and beauty with a dash of fashion. Consider it what you may. My aim is to engage you as a credible and authoritative voice in most, if not all, aspects of beauty and wellness with a dash of fashion. That includes products, wellness services, technologies, innovations, new scientific research, and plastic surgery. As the founder of Holistic Plastic Surgery, my approach to beauty is through a lens of wellness that's grounded in science, backed by medical study and research, strengthened by my clinical experience, and bolstered by my surgical training with the use of principles and techniques of plastic surgery. And then there's my love of fashion. Of course, I feel uniquely qualified to talk with you about beauty, wellness, aesthetics, and plastic surgery, as well as products and services within those spaces, not only because of my extensive, and may I add, expensive training and expansive background, but also because I'm one of you. Many of the human issues around aging and being a fierce fab person, as well as an agent for positive change, I live these too, and I try. You're not alone. So together we can help the world become a more beautiful, forever fab place. So if you'll have me and give me at least 15 minutes of your time, let's get at it. In this new year, I've decided that it will be one of expansion and discovery. So I'll explore all sorts of topics, near and possibly far-fetched, while still focusing on the topics that make the Forever Fab podcast, well, fabulous, namely fashion, the art of living well or wellness and beauty. As part of my philosophy of holistic plastic surgery, which I created well over probably now 15 years ago, where I believe that beauty emanates from within, wellness plays an integral role in my practice. And this goes for many aspects of life that help you to live in grace and beauty, including nutrition, exercise, products, services, technologies, mind, body, spirit, and science. This episode of 15 Minutes of Fab is dedicated to the planet. The title of this week's episode of 15 Minutes of Fab is The Fast and the Furious, How Fast Fashion Pulls a Fast One on the Planet. We all know fashion can be naughty. Now, I'm not talking about sheer clothing or provocative captions on t-shirts. The topic of this episode puts a spotlight on fast fashion and its impact on our planet and each other. Fashion is no stranger to controversy. In the recent past, the industry received backlash about cultural appropriation, environmental waste, body shaming, problematic messaging, plagiarism, racism, my gosh, and other crimes and misdemeanors. Today's episode focuses on another controversy, fast fashion, and its impact on our psychology, each other, and on the planet. First, what is fast fashion? Well, it can be defined as affordable items that borrow from the runway or celebrity culture or just popular trends that are made in high volumes and at rapid speeds in order to satisfy the incredible demand that takes advantage of the current trend of the moment. So it's like, oh my gosh, everybody wants this now. Let's make these clothes fast now so that we can sell them and make a profit. Now, since the aim is to supply the high demand items at peak desirability, the clothing is actually often discarded once the trend has passed and demand has plummeted. Moreover, the clothing is often, if not always, made with cheap materials in order to keep prices down and items accessible to more people. Fast fashion may be cheap or inexpensive, but it comes at an epic cost to humans, animals, and the planet. Here are a few statistics which blew my mind, and frankly, I didn't know about them. Revenue in the fashion market is projected to reach, in US dollars, $801.6 billion by the end of 2024. And this is from Statista.com. Another Statista.com stat. In the fashion market, the number of users is expected to be over, if not equal to, 3.2 billion users by 2029. So it is a rapidly growing, furiously growing market, fashion is. And I get it. I quote, the fashion industry accounts for 10% of annual global carbon emissions, according to statistics by the United Nations Environment Program. The report also discovered that the amount of garments produced today has doubled since 2000, with consumers buying an estimated 60% more clothes today, but only wearing them for half as long, end quote. And this is an article that I found in LinkedIn called What Fast Fashion Is and Why It's So Controversial. Now, with all of this in mind, what I'm about to highlight will be multiplied. Its effects will be multiplied. And what I'm about to say is also quite new to me. I learned about the consequences of fast fashion only recently, and I was so moved by what I learned that I thought I'd share it with you. So, what's the problem with fast fashion, right? It's inexpensive. It allows lots more people to, you know, to love fashion, to participate in fashion, to be creative with fashion, to have an opportunity to buy some of the clothes that they see their favorite celebrities or friends wearing. So doesn't fast fashion level the playing field and allow everybody a democratic opportunity to, you know, have a little piece of that fashion pie? Well, yes, but there are problems with this and with the fast fashion industry as a whole. As earthisland.org suggests, did you know that, quote, with every clothing purchase you make, you're essentially voting for or against the future of the planet, end quote. Did you know that? I didn't. The materials used to make fast fashion clothing are usually synthetic, typically plastics such as nylon and or polyester. Now, these are sourced from oil or coal and therefore will not decompose or break down for several decades. That's not sustainable. And when these clothes are washed, their plastics are released into the water, the ocean, the living species in the ocean, and ultimately, if we eat from the ocean and drink from the ocean, these plastics end up in us. These types of clothing are also made of harsh chemicals and dyes that end up in our waters. And these chemicals are not only toxic to animals, but they act as hormone disruptors in humans. Modern age has us in a state of overconsumption. And I quote from worldcleanupday.org, quote, overconsumption, another problem of the modern age, meaning we now buy 400% more items of clothing than we did just 20 years ago, end quote. Sugar, honey, ice, tea. That's an acronym for the situation. On top of this, factory production emits significant greenhouse gases. Quote, more greenhouse gas emissions than the international shipping industry and the aviation industry combined, end quote, from earthisland.org. Because the clothing is of such poor quality, they do not last long, or their trending time has passed, and so they're thrown out. Many of the hundreds of millions of articles of clothing end up in landfills. And some of these landfills are not in the United States. They are being exported to other countries, poorer countries, that don't have the kind of infrastructure and economy to be able to manage this overload of overconsumption. Also, this whole process leads to the consumer buying more. It's like, oh, it's not that expensive. It was really cute. And, you know, the other one was torn or just didn't fit anymore. So I'm just going to buy a new one or two or three or four. And this consumer buying more increases the production and, by extension, increases the negative environmental impact. So it's like this vicious cycle. There's also a steep toll on humans in more than one way, that perhaps when you're buying that article of clothing for $19.99 or even $39.99, you don't realize the impact that you're having on someone else across the world. These clothes are typically made in poor countries such as Vietnam, Bangladesh, and India, among others. In those countries, in those places, in some of those places where fast fashion is being produced, the wages are ridiculously low. And labor conditions are not only unregulated, but they're deplorable. Quote, of the 1 in 6 people on the planet working in the fashion supply chain, 80% are women, typically in their early 20s. Men are almost always in charge at the garment factories, and women are rarely, if ever, given opportunities to move up in the workplace, end quote, again, earthisland.org. Women are especially vulnerable and are kept in this vicious cycle of poverty and oppression when working in these low-wage factories. And like me, I didn't know that my buying this super cute and inexpensive fast fashion t-shirt, for example, was negatively contributing to somebody else's livelihood. If you love fashion, as I do, I mean, after all, this podcast is called Forever Fab, and that fab is an acronym for fashion. So if you love fashion as I do, then we are behooved to do something. What can we do, though? What can we do? It seems like such an epic tragedy, an epic crisis, but there are things that we can do. And you may not be able to do all of them. I certainly won't be able to do all of them. But hopefully this 15 minutes of fab on the Forever Fab podcast has provided you with some information that makes you aware. And the awareness, I believe, is compelling. And perhaps the next time you're at the cash register in your favorite retail place, you'll give it some thought. So here are some of the things that we can do. Choose sustainable design. Choose natural fibers when possible. Don't buy as many clothes. Recycle from your closet. I've been doing that recently. Be mindful about your purchases, meaning shop with a purpose. And if possible, buy higher quality clothes. Extend the lifespan of your clothes. Don't just wear them once or twice or three times or for just 1 or 2 months. Extend the lifespan of your clothes. If your clothing is not soiled or odorous, maybe you don't wash it the first time or the second time. Maybe just spritz and aerate it. When washing, use one of those filter bags that may reduce the leaching of microplastics into the laundry. I'm sure you can find it on Amazon.com. And rather than buying new, consider renting or swapping clothes, especially if you have a special occasion. And if something doesn't work for you anymore or you don't want it, or perhaps it doesn't fit, be creative and reconfigure it somehow to better suit your new taste or your current needs or your current size. I have a couple of seamstresses that help me with that. I'm adding fabric, I'm doing hems, I'm making things shorter and taking that fabric and using it as a hairband or wristbands, whatever. Be creative. So, give this some thought. How often do you shop for clothing? Are you a consumer of fast fashion and you didn't even realize it? How often do you wear your clothes before throwing them out or passing them along to a secondhand seller? Let's start a conversation and follow it up with action. This concludes this episode of 15 Minutes of Fab on the Forever Fab podcast. As always, stay beautiful and forever fabulous inside and out.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Forever Fab, the podcast on fashion, the art of living, and all things beauty, curated by Dr. Shirley Madeer, MD. Live beautifully and help make the world a more beautiful place.